You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes. The Echoes podcast is made possible in part by Richard Leo Johnson, whose latest release is called Celeste. Richard Leo Johnson uses extended techniques and a theremin guitar to explore themes of alien abduction in this instrumental Americana of the imagination. Richard Leo Johnson's Celeste is available from all online retailers. This is Lila Foy being upbeat.
Yeah, I think I definitely wanted to try a more upbeat song. I was kind of inspired by Prince a little bit on the riffs of that song. Yeah, it's fun to just set a tempo and be like, okay, we're doing this song at like 120 BPM, and we'll just try something out. So that's how that came about.
For Prince, this song might be a dirge, but for Lila Foy, it's positively buoyant. After all, when I interviewed her as Wall, she said, there's nothing inspirational about being content and happy.
Yeah, I still stand by that, definitely.
There's a few songs that almost hit happy on this album.
Yeah, we did try and we tried to channel those happy thoughts a couple of times, and there are a few like upbeat moments like I Only... is there any other upbeat moment? Yeah.
There was a really cheery song called Sunlight, but that didn't make the cut.
Yeah, there were a couple more songs.
That was really sunny and happy.
We didn't
fit.
We didn't want the album to be too happy.
Instead, Lila Foy has created a CD of fragile, often painful songs of beautiful melancholy.
When it begins to be spring.
Lila Foy stands petite and slender with long brown hair cascading down her face and framing her hazel eyes. She first came to renown in 2012 when she was recording under the name Wall, but she stepped out under her own name for her solo debut, Mirrors the Sky. She co-composed almost all the songs with Ollie Deacon, who is also her partner in Wall. They both contribute to the sad sound of the album.
There is like a continuous sound to the album, and it's that sort of melancholy, without being too dismal, kind of sound. But that's just like what just normally comes out of me and Ollie, I guess, as well. We both like writing sad songs. We're not actually sad people, but I think we're overthinkers, maybe. Like, we just like, we're in our heads quite a lot.
I think there's a case for saying, like, when you're in a really good mood, you don't really feel like writing songs about it. You just
go to the beach.
Happy. Yeah, you go and sit in the sun or have a beer or whatever. If you're, yeah, it's those moments when you feel more introspective, you start thinking, I kind of want to express this some way.
Yeah,
and before you know it, you've got 20 sad songs you're looking at. That just really bums you out, so you just write more.
Although Lila Foy sings all the lead vocals, each artist composes lyrics.
We'll always be in the same vicinity. It won't be like emailing stuff over. So we'll be working in the same studio, and Ol will like maybe come up with some instrumentation, and then I'll go away and write some lyrics over that instrumentation, or the other way around.
Most of the lyrics are concerned with interpersonal issues of one sort or another, usually dealing with breakups and frustrations. That makes one wonder if the two are in a relationship themselves.
All right, so I have to ask you, are you guys together?
I'd rather not talk about this in the interview. If that's okay, like, just, yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about, like, really personal stuff, sorry.
No? Okay.
I've never been asked that, sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It seemed like so obvious.
Especially when you hear songs like Honeymoon.
Although it's called Honeymoon, it's not really so much about a honeymoon as, you know, the bit after the honeymoon. The honeymoon's definitely over.
Lila Foy is from a generation of singers who couldn't exist without amplification. Her voice is soft and fragile, more like whispered tears cried into a pillow than passion belted out to the skies.
I mean, I have a very soft, quiet voice, and I kind of write music that I think will suit the tone of my voice. So yeah, it's just what comes naturally, really. It's not something that was preconceived particularly.
But it is the perfect sound for her music. Lila Foy is still feeling the effects of her decision to abandon the name Wall.
It's a little bit of a weird decision, maybe, but I think in the long run it's going to be really good.
And plus, no more Pink Floyd questions?
Yeah, exactly. And no more difficult Googleability, you know.
That's
quite
right.
Easy to find now.
Wall is a tough one. Yeah. Lila Foy is much easier to find. I want to say, you can find Lila Foy on her album Mirrors the Sky on Sub Pop Records. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.